Hi. Are we live? What? Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann. Next up, Wendy McIsaacs is coming out. She has a brand new album, just 3 weeks old. She's from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. Yeah. She plays fiddle and piano. It's her first trip here, really excited to have her. And Cape Breton music is just really kind of taking Celtic music by storm. So it's really great to see people coming and playing here. Donna Long will be coming out with her. Donna's from California. She started playing Irish music with Brendan Mulvihill, and she still currently plays with Brendan. She has a classical background, and she's a big fan of Jimi Hendrix. Zan McLeod will be coming out as well. He has an album, Highland Soul. Zan's wife, Linda, said that there are too many out there, and she doesn't want to take them home. So if you could just help out and take one home, you know, kind of lighten the load. It's a great album, and they're available in the store. The album has won the Washington Area Music Award for Best Album, and Zan won for Best Instrumentalist. And he accompanies the greats, James, Donna Long, Billy McComiskey, and he's also a big fan of Jimi Hendrix. I don't know if Wendy's a big fan of Jimi Hendrix. So here we go. Wendy McIsaacs, Donna Long, Zan McLeod.
Well, I'm not very good at talking in these microphones. At home, they just want you to shut up and play for the dance. And I also don't know the names of my tunes very well. The first one is dee da dum da da da. So I'll just play. Thank you. now going to play a slow air for you. It's called Loch na Gair. We call it Lock Your Care. And I'll follow that with a couple of other strathspeys and a couple more reels.
Thank you.
I'm going to dedicate this next selection to my class members who are telling me the names of the tunes when I teach them. And I'm going to show off a little bit here, so.
Another hand. Oh, I'm sorry, I think you're stuck with me. Leave me alone. All right, tonight's concert will be followed by an Irish set dance in the pavilion. Music by the All Augusta Cayley Band. So be sure to head right back out to that. And tomorrow night there will be a public dance in the pavilion from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. And the first half will feature Contras and the second half will feature Cayley. Also, we want to kind of point your attention to the poster over here. This says Irish Week in Gaelic and English. And it's the proposed t-shirt layout for 95. So what do you guys think? You like it? And it was a class lecture from the Monday night calligraphy class right here. On the other side, on this side over here, we have some marbling, and these are sheets for book binding and mat boards. And both the poster and the marbling were done by R.P. Hale. Okay, well, coming up next, Duck Baker and Molly Andrews. Duck Baker is one of the most highly regarded fingerstyle guitarists of his generation, and Molly Andrews is a traditional vocalist of equal stature. Together, they present American traditional music from Appalachian ballads and fiddle tunes to ragtime and blues, old-time country and swing, with just great all-around sets. Duck and Molly met at a festival in Northern Virginia, and as a matter of fact, Molly is a native West Virginia. And they met in 1990, began touring together in mid-91. They have not only worked coast to coast in the United States, but also made three European tours performing in Norway, Scotland, England, Belgium, Germany, and Italy. Some of their radio performances have included Norwegian Radio, the BBC, West Coast Weekend, and the Great Mountain Stage. Give a big hand for Duck Baker and Molly Andrews.
Boy. All right. Well, in my day, they didn't have microphones and cords and plugs. All we had was guitars and fiddles. You had guitars and fiddles? In my day, all we had was boards and rubber bands. You had boards and rubber bands? In my day, all we had was just wood. Dirt. Thank you.
seek for employment, my boy. You have yet of this world to be tried. But in all of the troubles and temptations you meet, may you in your Savior confide. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wheresoever your footsteps may roam. But forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, you have learned from your mother at home. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wheresoever your footsteps may roam. But forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, you have learned from your mother at home.
Thank you so much. Now that tune, that hymn was recorded by Doc Boggs, the great Doc Boggs.
Doc Boggs, Southwest Virginia. Well, Southwest Virginia.
Yeah. Let's get it straight.
Banjo player, coal miner. And we're going to go to North Carolina now.
Yeah. Next song was written by Ola Bell Reed. I'm sure I don't have to tell too many of you about her. Another great banjo singer, a banjo player and singer. Raised a family in the mountains, and this is one of her great songs. It's called High on the Mountain. Where was she when she wrote this?
Boy, now Wayne Henderson told me this. I think Haw Mountain or something like that.
Yeah.
It's on. If you want to know, the information is on our CD, and you can just stop by and look at that. And we won't mind.
Thank you.
Yes, I wonder if you ever think of me, or if time has blotted out your memory. And as I listen to the breeze singing gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. High on the mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. High on the mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life had flown. High on the mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. Wondering where the years of my life had flown.
Thank you. That last tune is an Irish reel that's called Paul Halfpenny. Don't know what it means. Paul, spelled P-O-L-L. Paul Halfpenny. It doesn't make much difference when you do know the tune titles, does it?
Well, I've been singing shape note music all week and really enjoying it. I used to do a lot more of it than I get a chance to now, and we've had a real good group. I hope you go down tomorrow night to the chapel and hear them. I have to leave, unfortunately, tomorrow afternoon, but we've had a real good time over there. And so right now we're going to sing a song that comes from that early American hymnody, that tradition. This is called The Lone Pilgrim. It was written by B.F. White in about 1859 or something like that, for a friend. And I was in Georgia a few years ago and did a shape note concert with some people. And after the show, this beautiful little white-haired woman walked up to me with her cane, and she said, "I'm the great-granddaughter of B.F. White." And it was so neat because just to know that I was shaking her hand. I haven't washed my hands since. It helps me to lead those shape note songs better. The Lone Pilgrim.
I came to the place where the lone pilgrim lay, and when in a low wind compelled me from home. No kindred or relative nigh, I met the contagion and sank to the tomb. My soul flew to mansions on high. Go, oh, tell my companion and children most dear to weep not for me.
We're going to do one more. We'd like to thank a few people. Of course, Margot, Les, and the other people up here for having us up. I'd like to also thank Mick and Zan for putting in a word for me to get me hired here.
And now for something completely different.
We'll finish with a tune that we learned from a record of one of our favorite Western swing bands, Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers. They had simpler names for bands back in the 20s and 30s. Nowadays, of course, bands have to have names like Pit Bulls on Crack. I guess it's sort of a sign of the times. Anyway, this was evidently a song of some popularity in the 30s and must be the happiest song ever. That deals with the subject that it does. It's called The River Blues. We'll leave you with this.
Thank you. Thanks very much. See you another time.
I had to put the dreadlocks back on. All right, while we're getting set up for the last group going on here, well, just to remind you a few things. Remember that all those recordings from all these folks are just outside. One more time. Also, the sampler tape, which you'll have excerpts from this concert, so you'll definitely want to get one of those while you can. Again, the All Augusta Kaylee Band, where are you guys? Right in the pavilion, right outside, right after this. And again, the public dance tomorrow night in the pavilion from 8 to 12, half Contras, half Kaylee. A few other people that really need to be thanked and need to be recognized. And this guy who makes it so I can't see and does all the great lighting, and Larry up in the light booth is doing a super job. And these are, again, a part of the great crowd who puts this on. Give Larry a hand. I want to thank Molly for my hair. She worked all afternoon on this. So when you're down in the Augusta store, tell Molly thanks for my hair. I see she'll make me a whole toupee. So, bit of personal thanks from myself, and I know all of us feel this way, from Margot and Joyce and the Augusta staff, and you know, thanks for all you do, and thanks for having me back and all these great things and doing these great things. It's just tremendous, the work. I want to thank Betsy backstage for keeping me sane. And also to a special thanks to Mick Maloney and Linda Fotis and all the people on the Irish Week staff who have been just really great. Also in the area notes, Saturday starting at 4:30 p.m. in the town of Helvetia, they'll be celebrating the town's 125th anniversary. So you're invited to join that celebration. It's an hour southwest of Elkins, and ask for directions if you need to go, if you need them. And there's been some flyers up on the wall to remind you, and it sounds like a great time. When we were trying to put all this together, when the shoe fell in my lap and that I got to come out here and do all this talking, immediately I started running around grabbing these people and saying, give me stuff, because I told Dave Parra, as a matter of fact, I said, look, you can give me the stuff to read, or I can tell about that time in Winfield, and then there was that time in Dallas. And remember when you were in Los Angeles driving that white Ford Bronco, and, you know, I said, you know, I could tell these stories, or you can give me what you want to say. So in doing all that, these guys have been great in helping me out, and I owe them a huge bit of thanks. I just hope that I've done a good job for them. And when Walt gave me his stuff and we got to looking at it, and it was just one little, it actually, this is a quote from Bluegrass Unlimited. And when we were looking at it, it's like this quote kind of said it all. And I said, well, I'm just going to quote this. How's that? So let's just kind of read this quote from the Bluegrass Unlimited in January 85. Walt Michaels hammer dulcimer playing puts him out in front of the revival of this ancient instrument, which has been going on for some years. If there's anyone who has brought the hammer dulcimer to the considerable level of favor it enjoys among bluegrass and old-timey audiences, it's Walt Michael. Although there have been other performers who have championed this haunting and frequently exciting instrument, Michael has done the most for hammer dulcimer in bluegrass old-time circles. This has come through a decade and a half of playing with the Bottle Hill Bluegrass Band, Michael McCreesh and Campbell, and now Walt Michael and Company, and I think that kind of said it all. Also joining him will be the great Zan McLeod again. And just, you know, he accompanies the greats here. And then a little bit later on, we're going to put together something really cool. And joining him will be Deborah Cologne, contra piano master, the great Bob McQuillan will be out here. Bobby, you can hear me. Your fan club's here. And then the wild man, John Whalen, is going to come out. Also, Walt first came to West Virginia, and he did some volunteer work in McDowell County, right here in West Virginia. So welcome him back, Walt Michael.
Welcome, Anne McLeod.
I just follow people out here. I don't know.
We're actually the sit-ins for the Death Wish piano movers. Well, it's been wonderful once again to be here at Augusta. And I miss my daughter. She's not here this weekend or this week. And I'd like to do a song for kids. When my little niece was 2 years old, she used to love to hear us play music. And you have to stop reading these love letters on stage, Sam. Her name was Jessie, and she loved to hear us play music, and she loved to dance around, and of course, we would play music way past her bedtime, and she didn't like the fact that she had to go to bed, so we would put her to bed and tiptoe back out into the living room and start to play music, and sure enough, she'd come running back out into the living room and run around and dance and sing and bump into furniture and get crabby again, and we'd have to put her back into the bed. Well, this would go on and on until finally Jessie would fall asleep in the living room. So here's to 2-year-olds and the music, Jessie's Mischief.